sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. One of my team members is here this morning, and that would be Mark Carr. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's a good day. It's a good weekend.
It is. It was nice to get up this morning. A little cool. That was wonderful feeling.
Well, I'm not so sure it would be cool, but
it was compared to what it's going to be later today.
Oh well, yes,
it was cool
for sure, for sure. And we are in studio with Mr. State Farm himself,
Brad Russell.
There you go.
Good morning, Becky. Martin.
Good morning. I looked at your OSU.
The OSU shirt threw you off, right?
It did.
Right.
It did. Because
I thought about that when I put it on.
I bet you did.
Yeah. It's bewildering why someone would wear that.
I know, right?
I have two kids at OU. So,
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in trouble already. We haven't even started yet.
There it is.
My graduate school was at OU, so yeah. And I guess I sent two kids through OU. One undergraduate and one graduate degree from OU. So there you go.
Well, we're kind of a mixed bag. Both my brothers and I went to OSU, but I had only one son that went to OSU. The rest of them went different places.
Mm-hmm.
But they married Sooners or LSU Tigers or somebody. So it's a mixed bag at my house.
Hey, at least they're educated.
That's right.
That's what we like best,
that's what
right?
Like to see.
Yeah.
So okay. Well, we're OSU fans so long as they're not playing OU.
There you go. I can agree with that.
Except in wrestling. Maybe not so much.
That's one sport we don't worry about at OSU.
Hey, you worried about it when Eric Ivins was there.
Yes,
at OU.
Back then, yeah. Recent history.
Recent history, right. Okay, we're talking insurance today, and I want you guys to call in because there's lots of questions that could be asked. You can call in, you can email. Don't text me because people text me during the radio show. And when I get out to the parking lot, every time I finish an appointment of any kind, I check my messages on my phone and I go, oh, well, I don't read my messages while I'm on the air. I might lose my train of thought, right?
You're not tweeting?
I'm not tweeting during the show. No, sir. I am not. But we're talking with Brad Russell. State Farm Insurance, my insurance carrier. Brad, when we bought our Florida property, we went with State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to you, and you said, well, you don't really have to, but it helps because we have the umbrella policy, and we wanted everything to kind of be seamless.
Right.
And it was an investment property. We're not moving to Florida.
Sure. Well, that's good. I thought you were moving down there with Ken or something. It'd be nice.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go see Ken, but we're going to wait until they kind of get a hold on that corona thing there.
Absolutely.
Before we go. So the panhandle, by the way, of Florida is almost COVID-free.
Really?
Yes. It's the other areas that are – oh, my husband tracks this by the county in Florida. Since we bought our property in Florida, he will say, well, Okaloosa County only tested 8 new people this week, only had 8 positive tests this week, and Walton County does this. And I'm going, Jim, why do they need the CDC and Dr. Fauci?
Right.
Someone should just call you. You know all these things.
Exactly.
It's pretty funny to see his tracking. So we are talking about insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So 840-1000, call that number. That's where we're sitting right now, 840-1000. Ask anything about insurance. Sure. We're not so much talking about house insurance today, but I will kind of start out with talking about second house insurance, like the investment we just purchased.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big house in Florida, and it's one that people will rent by the week.
Right.
And so you've got to have insurance on that.
Sure.
And I'm not sure what kind of insurance I got on that. I trusted my State Farm guy. But he knows it's a rental. He knows right. that we can go stay there sometimes. Mm-hmm. So if you have a second home
yes.
to insure, what type of insurance do you get on something like that?
You get
that?
The same insurance. It's the homeowner's insurance for a second facility, a second dwelling. A lot of people have lake homes at Grand or something for a second home. And we cover them just like we do a normal home.
Yeah. Well, so it's like contents are 75%
yes. of the dwelling mm-hmm. of the dwelling costs.
So
right.
That's great coverage for
it is a lot of
not so much money.
Yeah, a lot of companies pretty much stop at 50%. State Farm, we've over the years figured out that they have way more personal belongings in that house than what you think you do. So 75% of the dwelling costs. Now you can adjust that. If you would like to, we don't advise it because when we look at prices from going from 75% down to 50%, you may save, you know, $100 over a year. It's not worth it because there's more in that house than what you think. And you might as well be safe.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about just what you might insure other than your home. In the our current situation with the COVID-19 virus mm-hmm. kind of brings up other portions of your life you might need to insure.
Sure. Well, we think of it, Becky, as the largest expense most people make throughout their life is a home.
Right.
And or even a second home.
Right.
So we call it the triangle of protection. There's three ways that you could lose your home. And it could be either something drastic happens and you lose your life. That's one. The other one would be is if you get injured or hurt and are on disability and you need to continue to pay the mortgage while you're not working. We can do that with a separate policy.
Right.
And the third one is basically is if you lose your job totally, which is you lose your income. Well, we can either cover that with a disability policy, or we can cover it with a mortgage income policy, or we can cover it with a life policy. There's a number of ways that we can help.
Well, but just because you've laid off work doesn't really mean you're disabled.
No, not at all. But if you lose your job totally, some people can't make their mortgage payment. But if
right.
they had a policy that was a mortgage policy, basically it's a mortgage income policy. It's like a disability policy. It doesn't cost that much, but we can replace probably half to three-quarters of your income if something like that happens.
Well, I didn't know that.
To protect it.
So it's unemployment insurance almost.
Yeah, it's not unemployment insurance, no. We all carry that in our businesses, of course, unemployment
right.
insurance. But it's really more is if you just can't work or the mortgage insurance is something that, like I say, it's like, kind of like a disability policy. But if you lose your job for a short period of time, it's not going to last forever, but we will be able to help you pay that mortgage.
Okay, so I've been through both of these, short-term right. disability and long-term disability.
We no longer sell a long-term
disability. Okay, so this is a short-term,
yes.
immediate, you've had
right.
something that's made you disabled.
Right.
So it kicks in within 2 weeks or 3 or 30 days,
yeah.
or whatever the policy says.
You can go 30 days, 60 days, or out to 90 days.
Okay.
The longer you go for that initial start period,
right.
the cheaper the policy is going to be.
Right. So it means right. you can't work for 30 days, that kicks in, and then it runs to about how long?
You can go 1 to 3 years on a short term
okay.
policy. You can select that.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't kick in until after that 30-day initiation period.
Right.
Right? So that's to basically keep people from saying, oh, I'm injured, I can't work, start paying
right.
me now. Or they buy the policy after they're injured.
Right. You know, so, when I went through a traumatic health, it was a kicked in. I had long-term but not short-term. And so this
right.
would have been hugely helpful to get to that long-term that I had.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I wish we still sold long-term.
Yep.
But we don't.
Well, if you need long-term insurance, I have a nephew who's an expert.
There you go.
At selling long-term insurance,
yeah.
disability insurance. We're up against a break already, but we've got more with my insurance guy, Brad Russell, with State Farm Insurance, right after this. So stay tuned. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I'm here with my team member, Mark Carr. Good morning again, Mark.
Good morning.
So this is an interesting subject for us. We are talking with Brad Russell from State Farm about different types of insurance coverage that can help, particularly in times like this.
Brad, let's talk about insurance. Okay. We were talking a little bit about protecting your most valuable expense.
We were talking about the Triforce.
Right, the triangle of protection.
The triangle of protection.
Well, okay. It,
and really the
in our supernatural Star Wars type world.
Right.
Yeah.
The Triforce.
The Triforce.
Right. So to start off with it, really the number one expense we talked about was a home. And most young people that are moving into their first home need to really take a look at that, whether one of them works or whether both of them works. Either way, they need to have enough insurance, life insurance on both of them to where if something drastic happened to one of them, the other one can pay off all the debt in the family. What we recommend, and when you're younger, life insurance changes from when you get our age, right?
Right.
You need something that is more of a term type policy to give you the most coverage for the least amount of money in case something happened to one of the two of you. The other one can pay off their home. They can pay off the car. They may be able to set money back for their kids to go to college. Just have enough to where they can live comfortably. For example, if I passed, I would want my wife to be able to pay off all of our debt and live the same type of lifestyle for at least 3 years minimum. And most people can do that with just contributing 2 to 3% of their gross income towards a life policy. And you know, younger people can do it even less than that because they're very inexpensive. Now, that will protect you in case something happens and dad doesn't come home or mom doesn't come home. Then the family can function. It's emotional. It's going to be an emotional trial for years, but financially is where you protect your family. We call it, when I sit down with customers, just like Dean, you can't really have a life conversation about protecting your home, protecting your finances or anything unless you actually have a chance to sit down and talk to them. Now, lately with COVID, we're doing a lot of virtual. We're doing a lot of phone conversations and things of that nature. But you need to sit down because we can build a specific plan based on where you are in life that's going to protect you the best.
Are you able to do it all without someone coming into your office that they can meet with you virtually, sign virtually, all of that?
Yes, we can send over the documents, and they can do an electronic signature right there on the documents.
Yeah.
But it does take time because each life policy is just not a cut-and-paste deal. You want to find out, like Dean talks about with mortgages, we do the same thing with any type of life policy because needs are different depending on a lot of things, depending on age, depending on how much debt that you have, how much you already own, how much life insurance do you have at work.
Have you already had a heart attack?
Absolutely. Your health
That's going to make a difference.
You bet. You bet. And I don't mind telling, my wife is in a situation to where I can't get life insurance on her. I got a small policy early before she was diagnosed with a cancer. Mm. So it's very important when you're healthy, talk about life insurance, because when you need it, it may disappear.
Right.
Right.
And that's another thing that I always stress to young people is don't take for granted just because you've got two times your income at work. They own that policy.
Right.
If you lose the job during a downside, which a lot of my customers have during this COVID experience, they went from maybe $200,000, $250,000 higher of life insurance to zero overnight because that policy is not yours. You don't own it. So a lot of people will diversify and have the work policy, of course. Everybody gets in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to have a separate policy in case of something like that. So we can work that, too.
I'm going to ask you when we get back from our break about if you have somebody, say, on your team who cannot get life insurance,
right.
If you signed up for a group, does life insurance come in a group policy? We're going to talk about that when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. What's the difference there, Mark, in the company and the team?
Well, the company is the brokerage and Movers Real Estate, and the team is under that leadership that we work as a team to help people buy and sell homes.
Yeah, not everybody that's licensed under the brokerage is on the team.
Right.
But we have a great team.
We do.
Yeah. So, come on, baby, tell me what's the word. I word up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you've got to get it underway. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by, it's not really State Farm, but State Farm is here with us today, but brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do, first of all, a little repair, a whole roof, a commercial roof. And since I live next door to where they were putting on a roof this week, on a very steep roof, very tall, steep roof, they were so careful to be sure that nothing slid into my yard or damaged the shrubs and stuff around the house. Like, they put up plywood and kind of created a little bit of a slide so that it didn't damage the flowers and shrubs in the flower beds. And they took such special care. I was pretty impressed with that. Yeah. And they were not loud. Well, now their hammering was loud. Some construction crews do not get that you don't play your radio at full blast. It's for the whole neighborhood to hear.
Right.
And they usually start very early. They're on that roof at 7 o'clock because they want to get done before it gets so blasted hot in the afternoon.
Right.
So, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Tell them Becky Ivins sent you. Tell them to treat you like family. They're family to us. 728-3700. Okay. Our word of the day today is insurance. Okay.
Nice word.
So an insurance is a contract, and it's represented by a policy in which the individual or the entity receives financial protection and reimbursement against losses.
Right. I consider it, Becky, more of a promise instead of a contract. It is a contract. But it's a promise that we at State Farm make that whatever policy that you want to purchase after talking to us about your needs, we're going to promise to make you right at the end of any catastrophe or any claim that you have. We will make you right.
My experience has been great with State Farm. You know, I've had State Farm for probably over 40 years.
Yeah.
And it's been great. And you, if you get a really good insurance guy, I've got really old policies because Ken Witt, who is now Brad Russell, advised me every time we would buy a car, he'd say, "Oh no, don't get a new policy on that.
No, replace one that you're
replace the car on the old policy."
Yeah, because you get to keep all the discounts you've earned on that other one, transfer over. If you have a claims free for 10 years, that's about a 25 to 30% discount on your automobile. So don't, I always caution people, if they're looking in the market to buy a new car and they're going to trade one in, just let us know, because they can trade it in and still come back to us and we'll replace that vehicle they traded to buy the new one, and they get the same coverage and everything, the discounts that they had on the old one.
Right.
So don't sell it and get rid of it.
Well,
call your agent first.
And you know what State Farm's always done for me is having a house full of kids that drove, and three boys. Mm-hmm. So that was expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But when we were getting ready to buy a car, we would always call and say, okay, how's the insurance on this car compared to the insurance on this other car? Is the Viper really that much more?
yes.
Because the son really wants the Viper. Or do you think we should go with the Pinto?
I have actually seen some 16-year-olds that got their driver's license and the parents call in. And they want a sports car like a Viper or something like that until they find out when we run a quote on a 16-year-old on that Viper, it's more expensive than their home insurance.
I know, right?
It is. So always call your agent. We have ways that we can help. We guide people through situations like this. Put them on the oldest car that you have. They can drive any other car in the family. They're mm-hmm. covered. But, you know, assign them to a vehicle that they're going to be driving. But I would always consider consulting them to have them on the oldest car because the stats are clear. Younger drivers are going to get into accidents more frequently. That's why they're higher, right? So put them on an older vehicle where the insurance is less, and then they'll gradually – they can drive any car in the family.
Well, and then uninsured motorists, we always put our uninsured motorist huge policy with Jim Ivins because Jim had the best driving record, drove the least number of miles.
There you go.
And so you just put that on him and then put minimum on everybody else because that stacks, right?
Yeah, uninsured motorist does. It transfers over to the other car. So if you have two cars in the family, you really only need it on one, with one exception. For example, if we have it on the truck that the husband drives, right, the uninsured motorist,
right,
it'll cover the car that the wife drives, whatever it is. But I really caution people sometimes to where if they've got people in their car that doesn't have medical insurance or they're taking school kids that they have no idea, you need probably it on both because it's only going to cover those that are in the household, right?
Right.
So that's where you got to be careful about it. Now, most people, when they get to retirement age, when they and even before that, if the life is settled down, their kids are off at school or whatever, they will just put it on one because it does cover all the other ones.
Right.
But if you get into a situation to where you're hit by an uninsured motorist, and there's the person in your car, or multiple people in your car, doesn't have medical, it'll only pay for you in that one car. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of people carry it on a small amount, like you are, Becky. You have one car that has a lot of uninsured motorists, which will cover your entire family on that, but for guests in the car, you may need a small policy.
Yeah. We see so many people who are looking for home insurance, and here, you know, we're talking about the home insurance, but still applies, that their number one thing is just the cheapest. I want the cheapest policy, cheapest.
Yeah.
And they get in so much trouble when they have to put a claim against that policy because it's the other side of it that really messes up and can cause headaches in life for years.
Yeah, most people are only concerned about covering their damage. But the most important coverage on any automobile is the liability side of it.
Yeah.
Because that's lawsuit protection. That's all that is. Liability insurance is lawsuit protection. And if you want to talk stories, I've seen them with insurance. I've seen people that we sold a personal liability umbrella to three months earlier, and we tried to talk him into it for 4 years, never would do it, sold it to him finally, and he has a wreck 3 months later. He is sued for $2.1 million because there was a death involved in this wreck that was their fault. They negotiated it down to $910,000. That liability plot that that personal liability umbrella he had on, we wrote him a check and made him right. Wow. Now, emotionally, they'll never, you know,
right,
be hard to ever overcome that. But financially, they were made right.
Hmm.
And most people don't realize that if you get into an accident and you have the state minimum at 25, 50, 25, just on your liability, it's scary because my daughter is a flight nurse for neonatal at OU. And to start that helicopter up, it's $35,000. You're already over.
$10,000. Wow.
And that's just to start it up. Now, if they have to go over to Muldrow, Oklahoma, and pick up somebody, that's going to be added on. So it's probably going to be $45,000 or $50,000. Mm-hmm. So liability is really more important than the coverage on the car, to be honest with you.
Right. We have a friend who had a cardiac arrest in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hunting, and had to be meta-flighted to the nearest hospital and then had to be flighted to the heart hospital here. And there was never discussion about what it was going to cost them.
Yeah.
because they were covered with insurance.
Right.
Insurance covers a lot of things.
Sure.
We, you know, before we took our break, we said we're going to talk about something, so we need to talk about it. What if you've got somebody in your company who cannot be insured with life insurance? A lot of times people will take jobs at a company that provides health insurance because they're uninsurable health-wise unless it's a group policy. Is there such thing as a group life insurance policy?
Sure is, and we do sell those. They are great policies. We specialize in more small business. We don't do the large corporations with 500 to 1,000 people within State Farm on a life group policy. But we do smaller organizations, maybe 20 or 25 or under policies. They're great because everybody is sharing the risk. So they don't ask all the medical questions and all that sort of stuff. We can put together a plan. There are some involved in it, but some you're going to be sharing the risk of people that may have an underlying condition, and but you spread it out amongst all 20 people. Mm-hmm. It's a very reasonable, much less expensive policy, and you can get those people covered that you're talking about.
Right. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it really is. Small businesses. That's key for them.
You should plan a little sit down with my company.
Okay.
Because that might be something that we've never thought about offering life insurance, but that would be something to think about.
Yeah, it's a great benefit for employees. It really is, and it's reasonable compared to having to go out and buy individual life policies for each other, because some risks, like I said, just can't be covered.
Right, and you do term insurance as well as whole life.
Absolutely. We do all. It's amazing how many life policies we do, Becky. There is so much out there now. We do a return of premium, which is great. We can talk about that later. But in a sense, all it is you have a term policy. It's a little more expensive than a traditional 20-year term policy. And the reason it's more expensive is if you get a 20-year return of premium at the end of 20 years and you're still alive, we pay you every penny of that premium that you paid back to you. So a lot of people will use that to pay off their home, for example. They've got a 30-year mortgage. They'll get a 20-year return of premium, and we'll set that amount to exactly be able to pay off the last 10 years of their home at the end of 20 years if they're still alive.
See, now that sounds like a financial plan.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. A lot of young people, they don't want to be stuck with a 30-year, but they just don't know how to do it. If they talk to us, we can show them a way.
So there's a lot of products available.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we must talk about homeowners insurance and renters insurance, and they're quite different.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a rental property, you need to stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Becky Ivins here, talking insurance with Brad Russell from State Farm and visiting with my teammate, Mr. Mark Carr. Brad, we're going to talk about the difference between homeowners insurance and rental property insurance.
Okay. Homeowners insurance, when you insure your home, you're basically covering everything. You're covering not just the dwelling, all the extensions, all the personal property inside, everything with that home. The difference in a rental dwelling, as an owner of a rental dwelling, you're more focused solely on the dwelling itself. Now, the personal property, most people that have rental dwellings, if they've got refrigerator in there already for the the client that's going to rent it, if they got appliances in there, they'll claim that much personal property inside the home, right? If they're leaving a TV, if they're leaving a couch, whatever. But it reduces the price, the coverage, because as a rental dwelling owner, you're just insuring the dwelling itself, everything outside the walls, basically. Everything inside the walls as far as personal property, that's on the customer to get a renter's policy to cover their own personal property.
And the sad part is that the rental insurance is a different type policy than your homeowner's insurance policy, in the fact that it, besides not covering any personal belongings,
right?
It doesn't really. It's kind of fire and extended coverage, isn't it?
Yeah, the difference between a homeowner's, it's roofs, for example, are one thing. Roofs is 100% replacement cost. I don't care if it's 40 years old with State Farm. We're going to put the roof back on it just like it was. On a rental dwelling, though, it's ACV. So all rental dwelling roofs are
actual cash value, so it's depreciated. Yes. If you want more information on insurance, I'm going to suggest that you call Brad directly. 947-2812, that is a number that will be embedded in my brain forever because I call my insurance agent because the more stuff you end up buying, the more you need your insurance agent. And my attorney says, I say, well, how do I protect myself here? And he says, insurance, Becky. The answer is always insurance. So thank you, Mark, for being
Thanks,
here.
Becky.
Thank you,
Becky.
Brad Russell, Brad. State Farm. Appreciate all your knowledge that you extend to my team and me. And thank you, Mr. Gannon. Thank you so much. And we'll be here next week, same time, same place, with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.